proof or some evidence, or just withdraw them and let's move on. People are expecting the health system improvements that we promised in the 5-year health action plan. Let's give that a chance, and I think people will start to see those improvements. In fact, next week I'll be bringing forward some evidence that there are improvements being made in the emergency rooms over and above the enormous reductions in wait times for the EIPs.
If this can't be substantiated, how damaging is this, or how unfair are these things?
Well, there are certain privileges that you have in the House. You can virtually say anything and everything you want. And in this particular case, however, where names have been given, where organizations have been cited, I think those organizations and the people that have been named deserve to have a fuller explanation of what has been alleged.
If there is some truth to it, if there is some proof here, what are the potential implications?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on that. Let's wait and see what the evidence or lack of evidence yields.
Okay. Any information, please?
Are we done the English? Yes?
Okay, thank you.
Premièrement, sur Rashomon, bien sûr. Qu'est-ce que vous pensez des
allégations? Allégations,
yeah. Exactly the same thing. Qu'est-ce que vous allez faire au sujet de ces allégations?
Je vais attendre l'évidence, s'il y a d'évidence, je ne suis pas certain, si le membre a cette évidence en ce moment. Et j'ai déjà expliqué que... Il a une responsabilité à faire, à chercher, à donner les informations, les nouvelles à la public.
J'ai déjà parlé à Rush Sherman, il n'a pas de preuve pour ce qu'il allait.
Si monsieur le membre, encore, si le membre a cette évidence, j'espère qu'il... That's what I'm saying. Si le membre a cette évidence, c'est son responsabilité mettre en route les informations pour le public à voir.
Sans preuve, sans évidence, est-ce que vous allez tout de même lancer une enquête?
Je ne suis pas certain qu'est-ce qu'on va faire. Sans l'évidence, il n'y a pas de casse.
Et deuxième sujet.
Si on revient au budget, il y a certains objectifs de
budget.
Le budget.
Oui.
Si on revient à celui de l'année dernière, il y a certains objectifs qui ont disparu.
Je comprends.
Comme par exemple l'accès aux services de santé, le temps d'urgence, la santé mentale.
Give me like 3 minutes maximum.
I'm sorry, I'm chairing a meeting at 11.
Okay.
Don't
Can
well,
you do this at the ledge later? Are you going to be there?
Just a quick question on this one.
What is this
There's
one?
The healthcare business plan from last year. All the so-called performance measure disappeared in the one from the business plan for 2011.
They're what?
Performance measures. All the ones that are so-called from last year disappeared.
They're what?
They disappeared. They're not in your plan
this
for this year.
I just want to know what's going on with this plan.
Oh, yes, they are.
For health services.
Yeah. This is all in the performance measures. You have to look at the performance measures. There's 50 of them. These are just some highlights.
Okay, so do they appear anywhere in the business plan?
They'll be in the 5-year health action plan. There's three parts to the 5-year health action plan. There's the big document, then there's the summary document, and then there's a document like this. It's white,
okay.
And it's got 50 performance measures, pages and pages. So
it's not included anymore.
No, these
in the
are just some
plan.
Of them.
Those are just highlights.
Okay.
I mean, otherwise, this document would be like this.
Okay, great.
Okay. If you put everything, but it's all there.
Quick question for me. How many days are you going to wait for Raj Sherman to bring evidence before, if he doesn't have any evidence, are you just going to wait and wait and wait until he doesn't bring evidence, or is there something
he either brings forward the evidence to support his allegations, or I think the public will make the judgment.
And you'll just leave it out there, or is there any way to answer?
Well, there's no way to, how do you conclude wrongful allegations if that's in fact what they are proven to be? I mean, that's what is so mystifying about all of this. If you've got something like that to bring forward, then bring it forward. And if not, then please withdraw the comments and let's move on.
So you're asking him to withdraw the comments if he has no proof of it?
No, what I'm saying is I got to go. I got a meeting. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can you phone me later?
Yes.
I'm cheering.
Absolutely.
It just goes on and on, right? I'm sorry.
Thanks.